Chapter 7. Sugar Rush. By the time we get there, Hansel has grabbed a piece of cake off the roof and stuffed it in his mouth. "This is amazing!" he calls out, garbling his words while he chews. He grabs a handful of jelly beans decorating the front door and devours them in one gulp. Jonah is about to do the same. I am about to grab a scoop of cotton candy from the side of the house when my common sense comes back to me. "Wait," I say to Jonah softly. "Let's just make sure the witch isn't watching. We definitely don't want her to see us eating her cake house."
"I don't think she's here," Jonah says. He peeks in through a window. "At least, I don't see anyone inside."
"Really?" I say. I guess it's possible that she's not home. It's not nighttime yet. The original story doesn't take place until tomorrow, so she might not even be around right now. She could be out luring children with bubblegum or something. I take a peek through the sugary windows to be sure. The cottage isn't as incredible on the inside. In fact, it looks just like a regular house. I guess only the outside is coated in candy. The walls are white, and the kitchen and living room and dining room are one big room. But in the far corner, away from the door, there's a wooden rocking chair with a green velvet cushion. And the other corner is... a cage? Yeah, I think it's a cage, but it's built into the wall. It's kind of like a closet, except instead of a closet door, there are wooden slats about an inch apart. It's big. Big enough to fit two grown people standing. This must be where the witch kept Hansel. Beside me, Prince barks. He's sniffing around the house, his tail wagging, taking little licks as he goes.
"Yum,"
says Hansel as he breaks off a piece of the window frame, which happens to be made of candy cane. "Double yum," Gretel says, her mouth full of gingerbread.
"Abby,"
Jonah pleads, clasping his hands together. "One minute," I tell him. Still cautious, I walk around to the back of the cottage, Prince following me. I look through every window. I don't see anyone home. I notice that on the coffee table is a tray that's covered in sparkly things. Candy? No.
Oh, it's jewels! The witch's jewels! That's what Hansel and Gretel take at the end of the story.
There's no movement in the house at all. And if the witch were here, wouldn't she have come out by now? There are four kids to grab. That's four potential kid pies. She must be somewhere else.
The window box is made out of peanut brittle, Gretel says, breaking off a piece. So good.
I look closer at the window box. The dirt is chunks of chocolate. And the stems are green licorice. And the flowers are gummies? And the flower pots are made of Skittles.
I love Skittles. This gingerbread sure is delicious, Gretel says, munching on a shingle. Aren't you guys going to have any?
Come on, Abby, Jonah begs. Can't we have a little?
I look at the walls, the strawberry shortcake walls. I love strawberry shortcake. But I don't want my brother going nuts.
One bite of one thing, I tell Jonah.
He grins and rips a piece of cake off the roof.
Icing!
I dip my finger into the strawberry shortcake and take a scoop.
It's the most delicious thing I've ever tasted.
Yum,
I say. I have another little bite. One more.
So good.
Ooh, are those lemon drops? I step closer to the line of little round yellow balls dotting the windows. I pull one off and pop it in my mouth.
Amazing.
I look back through the window, and I see the cage again. It's really creepy. I start to feel a prickling down my back. Should I not have led Hansel and Gretel here? Was that a mistake? They're about to get trapped. In the original story, they escape. But what if something goes wrong this time? What if the witch wins? What if she ends up hurting them and it's all our fault? My heart starts to race. Through the window, the jewels on the table catch the last of the sun's rays and sparkle. I turn to my brother. Maybe, I say, we let them skip the whole being kidnapped part and just take the witch's jewels. Jonah's eyes widen to the size of cookies.
You want us to steal the witch's jewels?
Witch's jewels?
Gretel asks, her mouth filled with taffy.
Kidnapped? Excuse me, would you mind telling me what's going on here?
Oops, should probably have used my indoor voice. I guess I'll have to tell them the truth now. See, this is a witch's cottage, I admit. She lives here.
A witch lives here?
Gretel shrieks. Yes, I say.
Are you sure?
Hansel asks. Yes, I say. We lied to you before. We're sorry. We shouldn't have. But see, the witch is going to pretend to be nice and trap you. Eventually, you trick her and save yourselves and take her jewels, but you're supposed to be stuck here for a few days.
But how do you know all that? Gretel asks. It's in the story, Jonah says. We were trying to keep it the same, but now Abby thinks you should take the jewels and just go home.
What story? Gretel cries. What are you talking about? Who are you anyway? And what do you mean, just go home? Of course we want to just go home. We would if we knew how to find it.
Plus, I don't think it's right to steal the witch's jewels, Jonah says. That seems wrong.
I know it sounds wrong, I say, but it's better than what happens to her in the original story, isn't it? And then Hansel and Gretel can get their happily ever after right away. They'll have enough money to buy all the food they need.
Yeah, but...
Woof!
Prince barks.
Woof!
Yummy, huh, Prince? But remember, no chocolate. Chocolate is totally bad for dogs. It hurts their tummies.
Woof! Woof, woof!
I glance over to see where Prince is. He's not even begging for candy. He's a few feet away from the cottage, his paw up against a tree.
Woof!
He barks again. Huh? Why would Prince be standing against a tree and barking like crazy? There's no one behind it. There's no one else around. I walk over and look up at the tree. No squirrel. No one hiding in the leaves. So what's going on with Prince? What's wrong? I ask Prince.
Woof! 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 Woof!
Prince barks.
He's trying to tell us something, Jonah says.
I step even closer and stare at the tree. Hey, wait a sec. It does look a little different from all the other trees, but what is it? The trunk is made of brown bark, and the long branches are full of big green leaves. It's just a regular old tree. I step closer to the tree and touch it. It feels different. Almost like the wind is making the trunk shake a little. Jonah rushes over.
Abby, the tree is vibrating. I mean, the center of the trunk is vibrating.
Huh? Why would...
I gasp. It's the portal.
Yay! I look at my watch. That's good timing. It's 5 a.m. at home. We only have an hour left here, and we already found the portal.
I'll bet you're right, Jonah says.
Then he reaches over and knocks on the tree.
Wait, Jonah! I cry. We can't go home just yet. We have to make sure Hansel and Gretel will be okay first. Let's get the jewels, and then we can go.
Oops, Jonah says. Sorry. The tree trunk starts to swirl. Purple sparks come off it. It's definitely the portal, but we can't leave yet. Hansel and Gretel's eyes are both wide. They stare at the swirling purple haze in the middle of the tree trunk.
That's how you get to your house? Gretel asks. Yes, Jonah says. When we're ready to go, we knock 2 more times and just jump right in.
Does it hurt? Hansel asks. He steps closer to the portal, peering in. He can't see anything, though. Just purple.
Nope, Jonah answers. It's like walking through air.
That's amazing, Gretel says, staring at it. Wow, Hansel exclaims. It is pretty cool. Jonah and I are so used to it that it doesn't seem like such a big deal. But I guess it is. I mean, how many kids get to jump through portals in and out of fairy tales? We have to tell Mary Rose we're not ready to go yet, I say. I'm sure she'll close the portal and open it when we knock again. In 15 minutes. We'll just get the jewels first and make sure Hansel and Gretel will be okay. And maybe have another snack or two, Jonah adds. Or three. The portal is still swirling. Mary Rose, I say to the portal, can you just pause the swirling for like 5 minutes, please? Who's Mary Rose? Gretel asks. She's sort of like our travel agent, I say. Listen, guys, we need to get the tray of jewels on the witch's coffee table. That way you'll be able to afford to buy food. Who's coming with me? Gretel? Are you crazy? Gretel asks. I'm not going into the witch's house.
I'll go, says Hansel.
Gretel puts her hand on his shoulder. And neither is my brother, she says. He stays with me. Aw, she's a good sister, just like me. I look inside the house again. The jewels probably don't even belong to the witch. I'm sure she stole them from someone else, so I shouldn't feel bad about stealing from her. She's evil. She eats children. I'll be like Robin Hood, taking from the rich to give to the poor. Taking from the witch to give to the poor. Jonah's eyes light up.
I'll come. Sounds fun. Do you think the door is locked?
We could always eat through it, I say as we step closer to the entrance. He turns the handle.
It's open,
he says with a trace of disappointment. He totally wanted to eat through the door. I glance at my watch. Okay, guys, I tell Hansel and Gretel. Jonah and I are going to run inside the house. You two keep a lookout here. If you see anyone, yell out. Okay, Gretel says, looking at the swirling tree. I can't blame her. It's pretty cool. Jonah carefully pushes open the door. I step forward, Prince at my heels. I poke my head in and look around. Hello? I call out. No one answers. Hello? Anyone home? Still no answer. The witch is definitely not here. Perfect. Okay, let's go in, but be careful, I tell Jonah. We don't know much about this witch.
Except that she likes kid pie, Jonah says.
Yeah, except that. I was trying to forget that part.
Don't touch anything, I tell Prince.
He wags his tail in understanding. We step in farther and look around.
I'm grabbing the jewels, I say.
I run to the table and pick up the tray. I wish I had a bag to put them in.
Let me see if she has a plastic one under the sink, Jonah says.
I wait by the jewels and look out the front window. Hansel and Gretel are holding hands in front of the portal. Gretel looks at Hansel. She nods. He nods back. They both smile. And then they go running straight for the swirling purple in the center of the tree.
Wait! I cry. Stop!
Do they wait? Do they stop? No. They just keep going right into our portal home.